Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A significant shift in the United States' strategic posture has just been announced, one that may have far-reaching implications for India's role in the region. The United States has renamed its Indo-Pacific Command back to U.S. Pacific Command, reversing a change made in 2018. This move may seem trivial at first glance, but in the realm of strategic affairs, names and terminology can signal intent and shifts in priorities. The 2018 renaming to Indo-Pacific Command had explicitly placed India and the Indian Ocean at the center of U.S. strategy, so the reversion to Pacific Command prompts questions about whether the U.S. framing of the region, and India's place in it, is shifting. To understand the significance of this change, let's first delve into what a combatant command is. The U.S. military divides the world into geographic combatant commands, each responsible for operations in its area of responsibility. The Pacific Command, now reverted from Indo-Pacific Command, is the oldest and largest, covering a vast area that stretches across the Pacific and Indian Ocean regions, with its headquarters at Camp H.M. Smith, Hawaii. The 2018 renaming to Indo-Pacific Command was meant to reflect the growing strategic weight of the Indian Ocean and the rise of the Indo-Pacific as a unifying strategic concept. This change was widely read as a signal of India's centrality to U.S. regional strategy and the connectedness of the two oceans. However, in 2026, under the oversight of Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth, the command has been renamed back to U.S. Pacific Command. Importantly, the mission and geographic area of responsibility remain unchanged, meaning the Indian Ocean still falls within the command's remit, only the name has changed back. So, what does this mean for India? The change is primarily symbolic, as the area of responsibility is unchanged, and there is no operational reduction in U.S. engagement with the Indian Ocean. India's defense cooperation continues through foundational agreements, joint exercises, and the Quad. However, the Indo-Pacific framing had been valuable to India because it recognized the Indian Ocean as a single strategic theater linked to the Pacific, validating India's role as a net security provider. The reversion may be read as a narrowing of focus towards the Pacific and great power competition, potentially de-emphasizing the Indian Ocean dimension in rhetoric. The Quad, comprising India, the United States, Japan, and Australia, is built around a shared Indo-Pacific vision. A U.S. shift in naming does not dissolve the Quad, but aspirants should track whether it signals a broader recalibration of American priorities. But why does this matter? The implications of this shift could be significant for India's strategic autonomy and its position in the region. Now, let us turn to the historical context and the specifics of the renaming. The Pacific Command was established in 1947, making it the oldest U.S. combatant command. It was renamed Indo-Pacific Command in 2018 to reflect the changing strategic landscape and the importance of the Indian Ocean. The reversion to Pacific Command in 2026, overseen by the U.S. Secretary of Defense, marks another chapter in this evolution. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS2 International Relations, covering India's relations, the Indo-Pacific concept, the Quad, and the security architecture of the region. It also connects to GS3 Security, focusing on maritime security, the Indian Ocean region, and India's role as a net security provider. For mains, you could discuss the difference between symbolic and substantive change in alliance signaling and the implications for India's strategic autonomy. For prelims, remember that PACOM was established in 1947, renamed Indo-PACOM in 2018, and reverted to PACOM in 2026. With its headquarters at Hawaii, and the Quad members include India, the United States, Japan, and Australia. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The U.S. Pacific Command, previously known as Indo-Pacific Command, is the oldest and largest U.S. combatant command, established in 1947. The command was renamed Indo-Pacific Command in 2018 and then reverted back to Pacific Command in June 2026. Its headquarters is located at Camp H.M. Smith, Hawaii. The mission and area of responsibility, which include the Indian Ocean, remain unchanged. The reversion was overseen by U.S. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth. The Quad, a significant part of the Indo-Pacific strategy, consists of India, the United States, Japan, and Australia. Moving on to what this means for India's way forward, India should focus on the substance of cooperation, deepening maritime domain awareness, logistics agreements, and Quad initiatives, rather than reading too much into nomenclature, while continuing to articulate the Indian Ocean's strategic importance in its own diplomacy. What does this mean for India's strategic position? The answer lies in how India navigates this shift, ensuring that its interests are protected and its role in the region is strengthened. In conclusion, the renaming of the Indo-Pacific Command back to Pacific Command marks a significant symbolic shift in U.S. strategy, with potential implications for India's role in the region. As India moves forward, it must balance its strategic interests with the evolving landscape of the Indo-Pacific, ensuring its voice is heard and its interests are protected in the face of great power competition.